Some time ago, I got the question to talk about Meta, and I immediately decided that I was going to do that. I also knew at the time, when I decided to do it, that it was going to be a challenge. Because Meta is something, it's something huge. There's so much you can say about Meta, and what I find out now is that, what can I say about Meta? What is my experience about Meta? So, preparing for this small little talk, 10-minute talk, has been in a way very challenging. I've just been thinking, what am I going to say about Meta? So I thought I'll just talk about my father and the relationship towards my father and how Meta has really changed that relationship. My father and I have had a really troublesome relationship. Probably my whole life has been a troublesome time towards my father. But practicing Meta for the last 10 years has really changed this relationship in a very good way. I can now say that I really love that man. And I think I can see in his eyes that actually he really loves me. I think we all always have loved each other, but now we can admit that, I think. And it shows. So I thought I can talk about that. But then I thought maybe I can talk about my job as a teacher. I'm a breathworks trainer. So I run breathworks groups, and sometimes I go to a group and I just don't feel like it. I really don't want to be there. I want to stay in my bed or do something, just have a coffee and do some writing or just be lazy, but not be with people and with their pain. But I just do it. I just, in the sense of practicing Metta, just open up to who they are. I open up to how I feel at that time with all my resistance, and which is there in that same space. The pain, the expectations, the confusion, the clarity, everything that is there. Just being open to all of that and then discovering again and again, and it works every time, that in this 2.5 hour session, things just change. And I go back home and I'm a different person. I'm just a different person. They're different people as well. We open up towards each other. Meta. So I thought I can talk about that. I'm actually doing it right now. But what I really want to talk about, but it's also the most difficult thing to talk about, because in a way I'm in the middle of it, is Meta in relationship towards myself, the first phase of the Meta Bhavana. I think it's fair to say that I'm quite a hard person, quite harsh towards myself. And in a way, I'm only just starting to realize how hard it can be. The result has been 2 burnouts, maybe even 3. First one was just a small one, but the last one was a really big one. A burnout in the sense of just going on, just pushing myself on and on, because I need to be a good boy. I need to do things the right way. I need to be a perfectionist. And just going on and on, because I'm never good enough. I was never good enough. So it's fair enough to say I'm a harsh person to, well, I'm not, I used to be. I have that tendency, I really have that. So it's been the last 10 years probably, it have been a case of just finding out how harsh I am and just growing out of that tendency, growing towards a tendency, towards a choice of being more kind towards myself, more loving, more filled with metta towards myself. So I've been practicing that for a long time, just getting clearer and clearer on that. And about a year ago, I started teaching some compassion training. I've done the course 5 times now. And just intensifying my practice of kindly awareness, meditation, and the Metta Bhavana. And working with people in that context. And things have really started to change and to shift since then. And about 6 months ago, we were on a young Buddhist retreat here in Holland, Belgium. And we were doing a puja. We were doing a Padmasambhava puja. It was probably one of the wildest pujas I've ever done. Young people, you know who you are. It was really good. And Padmasambhava was there. He was just there in the middle of the shrine room, really present. And, well, we made a deal. Basically, Padmasambhava and I just made a deal that night. And you know the saying, be careful what you wish for, because it may come true. Well, I wished for something, and it's coming true. And things have started to shift, really changed since then. And I think I'm just kinder towards myself, bit by bit, day by day, I'm a bit more kind towards myself, which also means finding out how unkind I can be, how hard, how harsh I can be, just push myself on. So what I'm finding out now is that metta, once we really allow it to be present, and I think I'm able to allow it to be more present than I used to be. I'm not saying I'm really allowing it to be there. I think that would be a bit too much right now anyway. But I'm allowing it to be more there than I used to. And metta is really transforming my life. Not always in an easy way. It can be really challenging. Finding out that I have done things with an intention which was not really a nice intention, not really helpful. For one, I can see now that I've, in a way, built a kind of a glass wall, as a friend of mine called it some time ago. I've been building a glass wall between myself and other people, not really daring to show who I am, not really daring to show my weakness as a human being, my weakness and my potential, as we all have our weaknesses and potential, but just hiding it away, just not really showing it, not to myself and not to others, and just getting very lonely all the time I've been doing that. And now, because of the practice of metta, of allowing metta to shine stronger, to just push away all that darkness, finding out that this glass wall is falling away, quite challenging. Challenging in the sense that can be quite a lot to take in, can be quite overwhelming. And on the other hand, it's just wonderful. It's a liberation, really. It's deeper friendship, more challenging friendship. Big change, really big change. So finding out that that has been there in my teaching, in how I acted as a teacher, and now finding out that my teaching is changing. Same story, sometimes very challenging because I'm changing, sometimes really inspiring to see what's happening. Finding out that my whole life is in a way changing. I'm just doing things I didn't used to do, or I'm basically doing them in a different way. I'm probably acting a bit more out of kindness than out of harshness and out of restricting myself. More out of openness instead of acting out of fear. Fear, basically, that's what was happening. So I think that's the main thing I wanted to share with you guys. Metta, metta in relationship towards myself. And the thing is, metta in relationship towards myself is metta in relationship towards others. Because if our relationship towards ourselves changes, every relationship we have with other people will also change, inevitably. That's what I wanted to share. And I hope this inspires you to practice metta. You never know where it's going to take you. But one thing really seeing, and I'm really deeply trusting, is that it will take you to a place, it will take me to a place, it will take anyone who's willing to practice it to a place which is better, a place which is fuller, more in touch with life, more in touch with what it means, deeply means to be a human being, and what it deeply means to be a deeply human being with all the potential we have.